Brad Keselowski, who worked his way into the top four, joins the Freak Nation. Brad Keselowski, I don't want you to run through the last 10, 15 laps, but can you give me kind of a synopsis of what was either coming in your ear from your crew chief or what you were thinking? In, out, in, out, in, out, in.
Yeah, just what a long day, and you just never know how these things are going to end up. You know, feels like we got a little bit of a smile from up above to make it, to be quite honest, and sometimes that's what you need, and we'll take that and move on. But long, long day. You know, with the 11 wrecking out, I was, they had a flat tire, and then the 24 looked like he was going to win, and you're just up and down, and it's not over till it's over.
You look at what the 11 did, and then what the 24 did, and you've been in situations before where you've really got to put it up there against the wall to get that certain finish to move on. Can you identify what those cats are going through?
Yeah, I mean, this is just tough racing. I mean, when you have single races that determine the championship, it's tough. I mean, there's such a roller coaster of emotions, and small little variables can make the biggest difference in the world for your entire season of work. So, man, it can be a gut-wrencher for sure. It's one of those days that you don't want to have to do over and over again, I'll tell you that.
I think your average finish here is about top 50, like a 14 or 15 spot. You've never won here. Coming into this race, were you that concerned that you needed to basically win it to get in it?
I thought we were a 5th to 10th place car, and they dropped the green, and it just wasn't the case. I don't know what happened. We didn't have the performance we wanted. So that was frustrating, but once we saw that, it pretty much becomes survive the whole race and hope you get a smile from up above, and that's exactly what we did and exactly what happened.
Now, you getting in that last slot, tell me what your week is like. How much are you thinking about this leading up to Homestead? Can you drop it once you see your daughter, once you see your girl, once you see your family?
Well, I tell you, I'm looking forward to flying home and doing just that, seeing my family and spending some time with them and trying to be normal for a few days.
Can you do that for the next 48 hours?
Yeah, I think so.
And Brad Keselowski walks out. That's how we roll here in the Freak Nation. Brad Keselowski, Matt Kenseth, these are dudes we've been talking to for a long, long time who take time out to join us here in the Freak Nation just because. We've been putting mics in their face. We've been doing this for damn near 18 freaking years, Freak Nation, and we've been doing it since these dudes were in the lower tier series. So it's fantastic that we get these guys.